Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And we're back!
Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 804-713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776.
Twitch likes the idea of Daddy Fat Stacks.
Daddy Fat Stacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody put a Twitter handle together. Daddy Fat Stacks.
Already?
Daddy Fat Stacks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Daddy Fat Stacks. I love it. I love it. Man, the Cougs yesterday. You know what? They were like 23.5-point favorites last night to South Florida. Man, the American is just not very good. How about, like, who was it? It was Seth Greenberg and somebody else was on the set on ESPN. They were halftime of a game, and they gave their top five teams, and the Cougs weren't one of them. The Cougs are not the disrespect that's being shown to this team. Now, last night, this is a team that you're favored by 23.5. You struggled. Here's Kelvin Sampson after the game talking about how lucky this team was to get out of there last night.
We can not have our fastball and find a way to win. And we need to get our team back. But we're fortunate. You know, I mean, we've knock on wood, we've dodged a lot of bullets this year in terms of injuries and stuff. Sometimes you just got to get lucky. I thought we got lucky tonight. We could have lost that game. So, South Florida played good enough to win, but so did we. And we won. So you won't see me analyzing this thing after I walk out of this room. We're 17-1 and 5-0, brother.
So I got a feeling these guys are going to run today and tomorrow. And he's going to work them hard after this one.
Yeah.
Because that's a team that shouldn't even be on the floor with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It took 7 minutes into the second half for the Cougars to avoid the upset. That was a scary game last night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That happens. It's basketball. There's so many games. You're not going to come every night. You're not going to come with your fastball. And they didn't have their fastball last night. And they still got away with it. 17-1 now, 5-0 in conference. But the American is just not very good. Maybe that's where the lack of respect for this team is coming from, is the, you know, they played two really good teams. They went to Virginia and won, and they lost at home to Alabama. Those are basically, so far, that's the season that everybody is judging them, whether or not they can be a top team, whether or not they're going to be. Listen, though, these last couple of years, they're a Final Four team. And, you know, came out of nowhere for everybody. Basically came out of nowhere. And they've proven the last couple of years. And now they've got Sasser. You know, Jamal Shedd is just so good. Jamal Shedd is just so good. He's the guy that you go to. Sasser had a career high at 31 points. But Jamal Shedd, to me, is the glue. That when you got to have a basket, this is the guy that can get it for you. Ramon Walker left the team. You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
Jairus Walker is still there, thank goodness. You need Jairus Walker there. But Ramon Walker left the team for his own personal reasons, and maybe it was I don't know. No, I'm not going to speculate why he left the team. But Coach Sampson said, you know, he's still part of our team, and we still are backing him 100%. But this is that was a scary one last night. They've had a couple of them. Central Florida was scary.
Mm-hmm.
This one was scary.
I think
they need these wake up calls every once in a while.
You can't distance yourself offensively from teams necessarily, like not consistently. That's how you blow. You know, the high scoring teams are the ones who are more likely to gain distance in these games, and a team like Houston, who can be erratic shooting the ball, you're probably not going to lose these games because you do defend and you do get stops when you need to, but you also are going to have a few that get closer than they should be. Like, from a gambling standpoint, it's harder to cover big numbers with this team. I would say that. The shooting, even if you defend, it's harder to cover big numbers with the Cougs. I'd be interested, just in purely a handicapping standpoint, to see what the Cougars' ATS record is when they're laying more than double digits.
Yeah, I don't think
12.
I don't think it's great.
Not going to be great. You defend, but mm-hmm. do you have the offense? You know, points are at the spread. Anytime you score, anytime there are a lot of points scored or a team scores a lot of points, the points are cheaper. You know, you lay 17. If you're scoring in the high 80s, then it's easier to lay 17. If you're more of a team in the 70s, low 70s, it's a lot harder to lay those big numbers, even if you defend. So, but I think to a basketball standpoint, they're just going to have games like this where they're like, ooh,
next.
That wasn't great. But yeah, here they are. They've got one loss.
Yeah. And
I mean, that's it.
Well, here's the deal is how are you going to play when you're playing a really, really good team? These are games that are difficult to get up for every night in and night out. They're young. It's amazing though. Basketball. To keep the energy that you need night in, for whatever reason, it's almost impossible these days. I just don't remember it being like this, and I'm not getting on my stay off my lawn right here. But I used to remember. It just didn't matter what everybody was showing up every night. Mm-hmm. This generation of player, it's difficult for them to keep their attention.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, and but Kelvin, I think Kelvin does it though.
Well, I don't know. They didn't.
I think that's just sometimes it's hard to get up for games like this. Yeah. I think it's hard. Remember, they've got. Well, I don't know when their finals were. I don't even know about the school stuff, how it plays out. But it's harder when you're supposed to win a game. It is. It's easy for anyone to let up. It happens in all sports. I don't know if it's the age group. I think it's always been the case for. Right? In sports, sometimes you play the level of your competition. I think with Houston, they fundamentally have an issue because they don't shoot great.
Yeah.
Their free throws aren't great.
Yep.
Erratic from the perimeter. Those are concerns regardless of, they weren't ready to play or whatever. Sometimes the Cougars can be ready to play and it's just going to be, I mean, it's grimy. That's kind of who they are. They're kind of a grimy team.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's a Rockets problem. It's a Houston problem. It's a Rockets problem, and it's a Cougar problem. The difference is that Kelvin Sampson has them showing up, playing hard, getting rebounds,
playing hard. Defense. Yeah, exactly.
And Steven Silas doesn't.
Listen, I would take less explosive offensive plays and all that stuff if it meant you played better defense. Because if the Rockets could get stops, the Rockets could have won yesterday. The Rockets could have beat the Jazz. The Rockets could have won a ton of these games in the fourth quarter. It's just they don't get stops, and then it goes way downhill on them because they panic and start playing. Even when they've played clean basketball for much of the game, they start to just – when it starts to go downhill, KPJ is going to go one on, and he's going to shoot. Jalen's going to go one on, and he's going to shoot. And they stop, like they completely fall apart in the last 8 minutes of games.
Either that or they just – or Jalen Green just doesn't show up at all. At all, he didn't. He wasn't even in the box. Not last night, but the night before, he didn't even show up in the box score. Nothing in the fourth quarter. Zero. He had zero impact on the game in the fourth quarter. They just disappear. They disappear in the fourth quarter for whatever reason.
By the way, when we come back, I did the numbers on Derek Stingley. So Nick Caserio, I want to just ask you this question going into break. Could Derek Stingley get Nick Caserio fired? Do you not have to ask, answer right now when we come back?
When we come back.
I've got numbers for you on Derek Stingley that I want you to listen to.
What are your numbers on QC Kinetics?
QC Kinetics, the numbers are good. The wife got up and was out running today. Like, she was out. She left the house at 5:30 to go run today and before she took the kids to school. What a great sign that's been. She didn't run for, oh, man. Like, I don't think she ran maybe once or twice from the end of the Boston Marathon, which was in April. And the knee has been such an issue. And after that, she started seeing QC Kinetics, has gone through the process. She has more mobility now. You know, it's always about managing pain. It's always about pain management. She's got bone-on-bone issue with the knee. But if she has any cartilage left, some of their processes can regrow the cartilage. And that's what we believe has happened because she now has more mobility in the knee. I'm telling you right now, all natural biological therapies are the way to go. Yeah, you can get knee replacement, hip replacement. You can get your shoulder surgery for a torn labrum, which takes a long time to come back from. There's all these things that you can do with surgery, with drugs, with downtime, with shots to manage pain. Or you can go to QC Kinetics where the all-natural biological therapies really start to help with the regeneration and restorative process with damaged tissue. What does that mean? It means it's going to manage your pain. You're going to see a reduction in the pain level, and in some cases, you're going to see an increase in mobility as well, depending on what you're having done. Go speak to the experts at QC Kinetics. They've got three locations in the Houston area, 713-913-5285, but it's a huge game changer. And pro athletes have been using this process for years and years. It's now available to you. 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to talk about the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law. My peeps over there, they're really, really, really good. They're really good at what they do. How about you get a free consultation, whatever your issue is, and there are plenty of issues out there. If you're getting a divorce, they handle divorces all the time. If you have immigration problems, not every law firm handles immigration, okay? So that you got to know people in the immigration. There's a lot of red tape. There's all kinds of stuff that has to be done. Do you have any connections? Are you just going off the, you don't know anything about it? There's a lot of law firms that don't know anything about immigration, and they do at the Morley Law Firm. Y se habla español. So you got that going for you. But no matter what it is, what issue it is, criminal or civil, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. The expertise in all areas, it's unbelievable how many different things that they handle, how many different issues that they have faced, and how many the resolution of so many problems of so many people throughout the years. They've got so much experience there. They're just great at what they do. If you need a lawyer, make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
Are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So the Cougs are covering double-digit spreads, 9-5 this season.
Yeah.
They're 9-2 covering spreads 20-plus.
Yeah, that's actually extremely impressive.
That is impressive.
And maybe it goes to the defense and you just say, hey, they always defend no matter who the opponent is.
Yeah, not last night so much. They gave it up to 77, but they've got scores in here where now their opponents were much weaker. I mean, They're 32-point favorites against Texas Southern. They covered Oral Roberts. They covered St. Joseph's, Northern Colorado. Early on in the season, they covered all four 20-plus spreads. Early on, they were 4-0. Actually, 20-plus, they were 5-0, 6-0 before they had their first in North Carolina A&T. They did not cover 32.5. So, lately, they have not been nearly as good. Lately. Early on, they were they started the season 5-0 against 20-plus point spreads. So, yeah, that maybe plays into it. Maybe it's more difficult as the season goes along. Before, now, you ain't playing no – well, they might early on. They might be a 20-point
Yeah, if they're a one seed.
If they're a one seed, absolutely.
Yeah, sure, they could. Before I get to Derek Stingley, this is from a Saints fan. So keep that in mind. This is from a Saints fan. I hate giving up picks too. But when your franchise sucks and you have a question about if the GM is good enough, you pony up the capital to get a legitimate winner. And keep in mind, Cal said he would be more involved, so this is clear indication of his involvement. Then, as we kept doing the show, he goes, so John wants to go cheap, then bitch out ownership for being cheap?
Saints fan said, I have never, ever, ever said Cal is cheap.
About how much it would cost to pay.
I don't know.
Sean Payton. The Saints.
I don't care about
Cal's Saints
money.
Fan wants you to give him your picks now.
Listen up, Saints fan. I'm not talking about going cheap. I'm talking about going young. I'm talking about being innovative. I'm talking about actually interviewing candidates this time. I'm amazed. I'm shocked. These are the people that you're supposed to be interviewing, and the Texans actually are.
Do they have Andre and Jimmy Johnson and all those? Remember the search committee? That joke?
Yeah.
Here's our search committee, and they're like, we're going to go David
Terry
Culley.
Terry Bradshaw was like, I ain't on no search committee. Why are you mentioning my name?
Yeah. Like, what? No, was it Bradshaw?
Was it?
Felt like it was like Emmett Smith or somebody. No, it was. Somebody said, what? Search committee? What are y'all talking about?
I don't know.
I haven't even been contacted. It's Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy. So
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
And Terry Bradshaw. Is there anybody who's luckier to be on TV than Terry Bradshaw?
He's a handsome man.
How is Terry Bradshaw on TV? What does he bring to any broadcast?
He's fun. He's got his own.
Is he?
He's got his own reality show.
What? He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I've never seen it, but
I've
he does.
I've never seen the a Bradshaws? Reality show in my life. So.
And his family do. What do they do? Is just all kinds of crazy. Crazy shenanigans.
He's the buffoon, and he's got the daughters that are.
All right, Terry, in this next one, we're going to turn the gas on the grill early, and you're going to go light in this big fire. You're probably not going to get burned, but we want to see a big explosion of fire, and you say, dadgummit! It's like something like, do one of your southern little southern Louisiana type of, dadgummit, I can't believe I left the gas on. Just really goof it up. Just be a dumbass.
Well.
It makes for good. All right, I guess if that's what you say.
I thought he was on the search committee. Maybe he wasn't.
No, so there it was. There was 40. So Derek Stingley, if you go back to 2020,
who?
Derek Stingley, if you go all the way back to 2020 in college, that was the COVID year. They played 10 games. LSU played 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
The next year they played 13 games, and then this year there were 17 games in his first year as a pro. You want to do the math on
43.
That?
43.
That's
40.
Yeah, that's 40. How many games has Derek Stingley played over the last 3 years, the 40 games?
Of the 40 games?
Uh-huh.
He's played 13.
19.
19.
He's played in less than half of the games played over the last 3 years. He played 3 of 10.
That's more than I thought.
He played 3 of 10, 7 of 10. He actually played in 7 of 10. Oh, he played 7 of 10 in COVID year. He played 3 of 10. So in the last
3 of 13?
He played 3 of 13, yep, last year. And then this year, he played in 9 of 17. So in the last 2 years, he's had, in 30 games, he's played 12 of 30 games. He has played in 12 of 30 games in
that's
the last
not,
2 years.
I don't think that's good.
It's a low percentage.
Yeah.
It's a low percentage.
Yeah, and
12 of 30.
And it's not like Nick didn't know what he's coming off of. Plantar fasciitis, right?
I think it was Liz Frank.
Liz Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Liz Frank. He was coming off Liz Frank, a cornerback who you hadn't seen play while you had all that tape on Sauce Gardner. You had all you and you talked to him and you saw him. Now,
and there was some other
now,
stuff.
Now maybe Lovey's defense had something to do with it.
Maybe, but Sauce can play zone too. And you know, here's the other thing.
Knew though that they loved him. You knew that
I got it from LSU.
LSU
people. Yeah. LSU people told me they are like Nick's been in, James Lipford's been in, everybody had been in to interview. Stingley. They love Stingley, and I loved his 19 tape. I didn't love 20. I didn't love 21 when he played. I didn't think the effort level was the same. He just was getting behind in coverage. I don't really have anything. I'm not ragging on how he played with the Texans. I don't really have a concern. It's just he's kind of off the grid a little bit, other than having a bad game against the Broncos.
It's not about his play. It's about his not playing.
That's my concern.
Yeah.
my concern is if he's not available, will he play with any pain, or how seriously is he hurt? Is it a situation where he's got injuries that are legitimately warranted to stay out that long? Because that's a concern. Or if he won't play with pain, that's a concern.
Is he Derek Fuller?
Derek Fuller.
Yeah. Will Fuller's brother.
Oh.
Is he?
Don't bring up the F-bomb.
No. Is he soft tissue? Is he a soft tissue problem?
I mean, if those don't go away. If you continually have those, then you are going to get those because you don't prepare properly. Or, I mean, usually soft tissue stuff is because you don't prepare properly. Sometimes it's because you overtrain. Sometimes you're just tightly bound, and that's an issue for you. But this is a real problem here, that this guy has played in 19 of the last 40 games and only 12 of his last 30. This is a real problem. Can this get Nick fired?
If he doesn't show up again next year, and Kenyon Green can't
pass. When you say show up, you mean if he's unhealthy.
If he's unhealthy, yeah. again. Sauce is going to play his way into the first team All-Pro next year.
Sauce has got a chance to be a top two cornerback. Yeah, in football, he was right there in front of you. If you drafted a guy that had two consecutive years of injuries and hadn't played well on tape since 19 – if you avoided all that and then he still is injury prone, because he played 9 of 17 games this year. So he missed 8 games this year, almost half the season. I mean, boy, you better really hope Kenyon Green turns into a stud.
Better.
Because you can't afford to miss two first rounders.
That's trending poorly. Shane Steichen will interview with the Texans on Friday for the head coach.
I don't think Nick can survive beyond 2023 if Stingley, and if they don't either win at a rate of seven wins next year, or if Green and Stingley don't play well, I don't see how. At least, well, I don't know. Anything's possible with Cal McNair. But keep in mind, you know who Nick. I can promise you who Nick Caserio wants in: Ben Johnson, Shane Steichen, somebody who is a young guy who doesn't have the juice. Because if Sean Payton comes in, Sean Payton's going to want to get rid of Nick. Sean's going to want the juice with the roster stuff. And if D'Amico comes in, D'Amico's going to want his own guy, Adam Peters, who's assistant GM with San Francisco. That's why Nick's already mentioning this stuff, because some of the names that are out there, they're probably going to want to get rid of.
Yep. Who's up? Ben? Ben wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. Let's say the Texans do – I mean, they have scheduled interviews with Ben Johnson and Shane Steichen. Why don't – let's say they both kill it. Why do teams let NFL coaches leave just so that they can go – interview other coaches like Sean Payton? Why don't they just try to sign them that day instead of letting other teams interview them and lose out on the potential of signing them?
Well, what you mean, sign them the day that they? Well, you could. You could. Although the Texans have to, it's the Rooney
Rule. Usually, you'll talk to a guy more than just the one interview.
Yeah, but no, there's nothing that keeps you from offering it right away if you wanted to. You can hire him at any.
Now, here's the deal with Steichen.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know if Steichen can be hired now
because he's in the playoffs. He's in. So this week, the teams that have buys are able to interview this week. Anybody else that's available, that's in the postseason, only the buy teams can interview this week. That's why Steichen has got his interview this week with the Texans and with the Colts and with the Panthers. He's going to interview with them on Saturday. You usually talk to a – it's kind of a desperation move.
You want a second interview. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to go let him talk to other teams? I think you have to. And, oh, by the way, the guy's not going to – I don't think you would take a job. Oh, yeah, well, I'll take it right now. As opposed to talking to the Colts and the Panthers? No, you want to see – and, oh, by the way, maybe it's a little bidding war now. Panthers really want him. If I'm the agent, Panthers really, really want him. You guys, how much you guys willing to pay? I mean, if you're the guy, I don't think you take a job right then and there anyway. But I don't know that we've ever seen you had an interview and he was offered before he left the – maybe we have. Maybe that's happened.
Mm.
I don't know.
I mean, they do it in free agency, but I don't recall.
I don't recall
maybe
that either.
Maybe there has – it just wasn't public.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I bet it's happened.
I bet it's happened.
Where it's just not been public, where they said, hey, we're going to get with your – hey, we love you. We don't need this anymore. We're going to get with your agent and talk about this now. Yeah. That's probably how it's gone down.
Yeah.
Because it takes a while to get a contract done. you have to go through. There's a lot of wording and language, and so you can't. I mean, to your question, Ben, you could in theory make an offer, but it's not really. You can't.
You're not making the offer to the guy anyway, though. You're making it to his agent.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you could say, "We're going to call your agent. We'd love for you to be the guy." And like, yeah, I'd love to take it. Okay, let's talk to the agent, see if we can come up with a deal. That's how it would happen. But that could happen, and maybe that
absolutely.
Has.
It's probably him. It probably has.
Can't. Contracts are too hard to get it done like that. It takes too long.
But
agents redline stuff. Yeah, they want this out. I want the ability to make money here doing this show. You got to have what are you going to make for coaches shows? There's or the potential coaches appearances. Like, there's other stuff that go into it.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk a little insurance, and we'll get back to the phone, 713-780-3776.
Brian, Gary, sit tight. We got you, 713-780-3776. TGS Insurance means pick up that phone. If you're not calling the station, you should be texting the word money to 232323, because TGS Insurance, they shop for A-rated homeowners insurance for you. Homeowners insurance is one of those purchases. You know, your home is going to be your big-ticket item. That's more than likely that's going to be the most expensive thing you own, and it's going to have equity in it. You want to make sure and take care of your home. You want to have it insured by an A-rated company. But there's no reason for you to overpay on, and pay retail prices. Don't you want someone bidding for your work, your homeowner's insurance? Don't you want somebody giving competitive rates? Don't you want multiple companies out there trying to offer you the best rates they have for your home? Well, TGS Insurance has an algorithm where they can shop multiple A-rated insurance companies for you, and they get, and they are able to find that answer out within 15 seconds. They text it back to you, and they get a firm quote on homeowners insurance within 15 seconds. The average savings for the people who make the switch over is right at about $900, but there's plenty of people who save in the thousands, and those are usually people who have been with the same company for years and years and years. Make sure that you text the word money to 232323 right now. Maybe you've heard me talk about this every day. Just do it and see what comes back. And just, there's no strings attached. Just see what they can save you. TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776. Let's go. Who wants in? You're more than welcome to get there. Let's get Gary in here. He wants to talk about Derek Stingley. Hey, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I've been calling, advocating for Nick Caserio to be fired since about mid-season, and simply because it is. It's about your decision-making matrix, right? Like, people miss picks. I'll give you a perfect example. Jeff Luhnow, who's an amazing GM, selected Mark Appel. The dude never even threw a pitch for the Astros. Nobody kills him for that because, hey, he was the number one prospect. You picked him, he missed, it happened. Like, Stingley had all of these red flags in college. I follow college football, and the people at LSU thought he was pulling a Laramie Tunsil. Like, that he was injured, but people didn't even know if he wanted to play or not. The dude, he played three games his final season. Sauce was a better prospect. And it was just like, what is your decision-making matrix here? Everything that we know now about Stingley, we've already known. Sauce Gardner was the number one ranked PFF cornerback, and that's not the end-all, be-all, but it's a bad decision. And it's not like Monday night quarterback bad. It was bad at the time. We knew all of this, the injuries. And then he turns out and he misses half the season. Then you draft the inside offensive lineman at 15. That's okay, but he had better be a Pro Bowler. He stinks. And there's other things. I mean, you extended Brandon Cook. I mean, I could go on. And so it's not just Stingley, but if I'm in the leadership position, he would have to explain to me, why did you not draft the consensus better prospect over the dude with injury concerns who they didn't even know if he wanted to play football, and look at the results. That's why we'll fire him.
Yeah.
I don't think you – but I will say this, though. You don't – we saw it with Kareem Jackson. Kareem Jackson is still playing football. Kareem Jackson became a very good player. Kareem Jackson was terrible his rookie year.
Yeah.
So you cannot give up on these guys. You cannot give up on Kenyon Green. I'm telling you, Kenyon Green's got some talent now, and he's a good run blocker. Here, there's a reason that they had some room to run behind Kenyon Green, too, and Dameon Pierce. Like, Dameon Pierce didn't get all the yards on his own. He got a lot of them. But we still have to see how it plays out with Stingley. But I'm with you, though, Gary. Right now, I'd be asking that, too. Hey, why? Take me through why Sauce Gardner wasn't the pick. What did we see in Derek Stingley? I'd be curious.
Listen, I'm an LSU fan. I had given up on Stingley.
And you love Stingley after 19. Well,
My God. Everyone 19, it was like, oh my, this kid is going to be.
He had six interceptions and everyone was a highlight reel.
He brought up the person. He tunseled it. He just tunseled it. He just said, I'm done. I'm not. Listen, he was injured. I guess. He was injured this year. He had a hamstring this year. We didn't see him for 8 weeks. 8 weeks with a hamstring. Did he just say, what am I going to, why? For who?
I haven't heard anything on that, but that would be very scary if the people in the building, I don't know this at all. I haven't heard this at all. But can you imagine if Nick Caserio on the team believe that, once again, this isn't even conjecture. I'm saying in a hypothetical. What if the Texans believe that Stingley could have come back and just didn't because he wouldn't play with any pain or that he was just slow rolling it?
Or that
back?
He just said, you know what, why? We're losing. Why should I come back? Even Brandon Cooks, who quit on the team, said, no, I want to play. I'll play
in
the
end. Can you imagine if you're Nick Caserio and you believed that that Derek Stingley could have come back and play, but he just chose not to, or he just, that you thought he was pushing the injury further than he needed to? And if you made that pick and you now believe that he won't play with injury or won't play hurt at all, like every player in the league, most players in the league do, you would have to be crapping your pants right now because you know it's over. Like it's probably not going to
change. My question for Derek Stingley after his career, his 3 years at LSU was, does he love football? And he did not prove that he wants to play, that it's consuming for him. He did not. I thought he quit on the team.
An LSU?
Now, I don't know. I mean, because I'm in a distance. But then if he didn't quit on the team this year, he's very injury prone.
Yeah.
And that, at the very least, the best scenario here for Derek Stingley right now is he's very injury prone.
He's missed three games or more in three straight years, and really it's a lot more because this year was
8-10.
And, you know, last year he could have been just kind of in a little – well, I mean, Liz Frank is Liz Frank. But on tape, what was really concerning was he wouldn't tackle it. He wasn't tackling at all. Except he did have one play where he came down and smashed somebody against, I think it was Louisiana Monroe. But other than that, against UCLA in that first game, remember that first game in 2020? No. It was atrocious. It was like, dude, are you already protecting yourself for the draft 2 years in advance?
Yep.
Like, that's how you actually get hurt, is trying to play cautious football. You got to just go play.
Yeah.
You just got to go play. And, yeah, if he's injury prone, that is
– No, that's – man. So, listen, of all of the scenarios that we've been talking about, the best case scenario is he's injury prone.
I know. The worst case scenario is
– He doesn't want to play.
Doesn't mean enough to him and he won't play with any kind of pain. Yeah. That's the scariest
part. That's the scariest part. Let's get Brian in here. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
I was just wondering what y'all thought about Kellen Moore as a candidate to be the Texans head coach.
Kellen Moore?
Yeah, Kellen Moore.
I think Kellen Moore's a pretty good offense coordinator for the Cowboys. He is...
I like what he did with Cooper Rush.
Yeah. I mean, he's gotten a lot out of Dak Prescott, too. Dak makes some mistakes, but he's had an offense that has been, you know, fairly explosive. I think Kellen Moore's going to get some interviews. He wouldn't be at the top of my list, honestly, but he'd be one of those guys. You know, when you don't strike, you know who used to be a hot name was Byron Leftwich. Byron is ice cold now.
Yeah.
Well, he was the offensive coordinator.
It's funny when you don't have an offensive line how you're not as good a coordinator.
That's hard, and that's why people say you got to strike while the iron's hot. Byron Leftwich was the OC for Tampa and Tom Brady last year, And then this year, when it's fallen apart, no one's talking about Byron Leftwich anymore. And that's how it can happen. It can happen very, very quickly for defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators. It can happen very quickly. You're a hot name one day, and the next, you know, the next day it's like, well, the next year it's like, oh, no, not so much anymore. A friend of mine with a team who ended up losing a lot of games toward the end of the year, he was getting contacted about potentially interviewing for GM jobs, and he's like, that dried up the last 5 weeks. He's like, once you're a hot name at one point, and once your team starts losing, it's over. It's over. He said so. And it's the same thing with OCs and DCs. You ain't going to be a hot name. We've seen it in college football, too. Like, I could probably think of a head coach. Like, surely there's a head coach we could think of that was a hot name coach that's no longer a hot name coach. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But if you don't strike while the iron's hot,
yeah,
and take advantage of that, you absolutely could be, you could be out the next year of the running.
Did you see the new Twitter account, Daddy Fat Stacks?
Not yet, but I'm late on my
with
Twitter.
With a Z at the end.
Oh, I like that.
That is.
Yeah, it
that's
means
cooler.
You're serious about it.
That's Daddy Fat Stacks. For those of you who weren't with us, we think Lance thinks Cal should sell the team and just be Daddy Fat Stacks on TikTok and do TikTok dances.
Yeah, I think you'd have more fun doing TikTok or cooking videos or travel and leisure videos. Like
cooking, hey. You mean like burgers, flipping burgers?
Yeah. Or just like when you barbecue a chicken, like it could be anything. But you could have a cool TikTok account. What would be more fun, being Daddy Fat Stacks on TikTok after he sold the Texans for $3
billion? Or $4
billion. Or continuing to own the team and have people so mad and watching your team win four games, three games.
Burger King hats on you.
Yeah, have to hire a new coach every year. Like, what is less stressful?
No. But the flipping burgers on TikTok.
What's the worst case scenario? You have to spend a day choreographing a dance?
It's a tough life.
Day and a half?
No. It's a tough life.
I know, right, Cal?
Take the right thing.
Do the right thing. Take the money and go be a social media influencer or personality on TikTok and have an account called Daddy Fat Stacks. I already gave it to you. And yes, somebody else probably stole it already.
Well, that's
right.
But you have to give it up. If, in fact, you are the original Daddy Fat Stacks, then doesn't that person have to give it up to you?
You can just do STACKZZZZ, however many Zs you need to be unique.
Or to no C.
And then get it verified.
STAKZ.
Yeah. There's any number of ways that you could do this.
A PHAT Fat Stacks.
I think you would have so much more fun doing. Can you imagine? You could do something with Bun B. So, Bun, show us how you make your Trill Burgers, you know? And you could have a whole thing like that. Yeah. And then you, at the end, you get a Trill Burger like, this is delicious.
Is that open yet?
No, they're building it where the James Coney Island used to be.
Oh.
Yeah, so no, it's not open.
It's open yet. No. I want to get a Trill burger now.
Oh, no.
I want Cal flipping it. What if Cal worked for Trill flipping burgers?
It would be more fun than owning the Texans. I mean, it's probably fun stuff and cool stuff from owning the Texans, too. But if you have $4 billion, you sold the team and got $4 billion, let's say your mom, let's say your brother got half of it. Let's say you only got $2 billion. Then after taxes, you got $1 billion. You got a billy. You know how much fun you could have? You could go do anything you want. You could go sell golf balls on a golf course. You go, like when I was a kid and living up Pine Grove, I would go out. We would go into the woods and in a pond and then we'd sell it to golfers at the turn. Like here, we're selling golf. You could do that if you're Cal.
If you want Cal to be going into the pond looking for.
I'm saying follow your passion. Once you have a certain amount of money, you can follow your passion.
That's Cal's passion?
If it's TikTok dances, if it's him having his Twitch stream and he's doing Call of Duty or a gaming thing, Among Us or whatever. Like, I know he loves doing video games, right? He could get his own Twitch channel.
Oh, right.
All of it is better than having a city mad at you. Having money, having more money than you already have.
You can follow your passion.
Follow your passion is better than having a city mad at you.
Golf balls in the pond. That's not a passion.
It could be. You honestly don't know what his passion is. Right? Trains.
I think trains. Okay. Ooh, ooh. All right, stop that. Time to talk about John Daspit, because you're going to get a lawsuit against you.
No, John Daspit. I'm trying to help. I'm actually trying to help. I talked to John yesterday, and John's like, what if he was already, he was listening to our show on podcast, and he's like, what if somebody offered C.J. Stroud or Boone Pickens were somewhere and offered a guy $30 million in NIL deals? Would he stay in college in? Yes, I think he would. John's always thinking. He's always thinking. He's been part of the U of H collective with the basketball NIL and football NIL. He did something with DeMarvion Overshown, which is really cool. University of Texas. I don't know if DeMarvion's already posted that or not. You know, he's a guy who went to school here, went to high school here, did his undergraduate and accounting degree at Texas. He is did his law degree at University of Houston. Actually a British citizen. How about that? Now, when you hear him, that's not, when you hear his voice, you don't think British citizen. He's got dual citizenship because of his family. His mom's from, he's a really interesting guy to talk to. And most importantly, he's really good at what he does. Really good at what he does, which is fighting for people who have been injured through no fault of their own, through someone else's negligence. And he fights for, you know, your hospital bills, your medical bills, your physical therapy, your pain and suffering, your missed time when you are unable to go to work. There are people who are injured badly who need someone working for them and fighting for them, because the insurance agency, they've got lawyers fighting for them, and they're going to try to give you the lowest settlement possible. Well, it's time for you to get what's fair, and that's what John Daspit and his law firm does. They fight for you to get what is fair, and that's what they want to do for you. If you or anyone you know has been injured and you need someone to consult with and find out how you can be taken care of so that you are not beaten badly by an insurance agency who is looking to screw you, 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So MLB.com put out a list of the next 10 World Series predictions.
All right, so I'm going to guess over-under on the Astros being it. I'm going to go 3.5 Astros.
Zero. They're in none of the next 10.
Well, they're not in good position to go. I mean, they've got an old pitching staff that's super expensive. They've got no core talent in the middle of their lineup. I mean, why would you predict the Astros would go?
They've been in 3 of the last 5.
Yeah.
Why would you predict 4 of the last 6?
Homeostasis. Homeostasis.
4 of the last 6. But, you know what? And here's the thing, is every single one, except one time, two teams are repeated. They got the Dodgers over the Blue Jays this year, Mets over the Orioles, Giants over the Yankees, Mariners over the Cardinals, Yankees over the Cubs. Yankees are mentioned twice, okay? Orioles over the Dodgers. Orioles are twice, and the Dodgers are twice. What? I guess the Orioles are just now the new thing.
Yep.
Tigers over the Braves, Angels over the Phillies, Red Sox over the Brewers, Guardians over the Reds. this can't be. But let me ask you a question. MLB, this is not the first time MLB is disrespecting the Astros. Is there a disrespect for the Astros now? Did not re-signing Click take it to a new level?
Was it that, or losing Verlander? Or is it the fact that, or, now hear me out on this one. Do you think Kyle Tucker will be here in 4 years?
No.
Maybe they think
the
same thing.
But they've got him for the next 3.
Yeah, maybe they think the same thing, though.
Yeah,
maybe they're looking at Tucker long term and then short term. No, you know, Justin Verlander. I don't think it's the Click thing. I think it could be the fact that you don't assume the Astros are going to sign their best players.
As much talk as we put into this Texans coach thing already,
too much.
Who is the Astros general manager right now?
I ask you that, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right. We don't have one.
We don't have one.
Let's assume everything will be fine.
I guess it'll be fun, yeah.
Yeah, just I mean, don't worry about the team that gets to the World Series
every year. every year.
They've got Dusty and,
yeah,
you know, whatever. They'll figure it out, I guess.
Yeah.
It's weird. Usually you want a general manager. Usually it's kind of a big deal to have a GM, but.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. Now, you saw, who was it just signed, the Japanese player? Was it the, right? The A's just signed a Japanese player.
Which is rare.
See, this is the kind of thing that really, really, really is going to maybe be the downfall of the organization. Is what Luno was so good at was finding that international talent, mostly South American, mostly Latin American. And I'm really worried that now is lax. And because, listen, what I know, if Kyle Tucker isn't going to be here in 4 years, is that the Houston Astros will have somebody else that will take his place that is going to be really, really good, because that's what the Houston Astros do. But now that they're rudderless with the personnel, I don't know how good the two guys are that Jim Crane has put in charge. I have no idea. I know that they don't seem to have any authority. They weren't there for no one's heard from them, or, you know, maybe they're just behind the scenes doing their job or whatever. But I do know that they've been unbelievable at evaluating talent and then developing that talent. And I hope that doesn't go by the wayside. You can really, you know, sign all the Jose Abreus and the Justin Verlanders and the Garrett Cole trade and all of that stuff. You can do all that stuff. But the Astros are great because of their player development, their talent evaluation and their player development. And without a GM that's leading the way, that could go away. It really could. That's my biggest fear.
It's mine too. Because the Astros are the Astros because of, frankly, well, that's not fair, because Bregman was a draft pick. Kyle Tucker was a pick, and you had a general manager who believed him and refused to trade him. Yordan was a trade. But, you know, Georgie and Carlos Correa were both draft prospects, John. So it's not entirely fair to say all Latin America. I mean, Aledmus was a free agent signing. Your catcher was a free agent signing a couple different times. Yuli was a good pickup, but it's your pitching staff,
yeah, right?
It's your pitching staff. Whoa, is all discoverable talent.
Yordan, Leon.
Yeah, but Yordan was a trade.
But he was a find.
Well, he was a find.
He was a find. They knew what Yordan was. The Dodgers didn't.
He was. But I mean, you know, the lineup actually has been built through the draft. These other guys were fine. Almost your whole pitching staff was fine.
Well, Altuve was a find.
Yeah, Altuve was a find.
Javier Garcia,
Valdez, Garcia, these are all fines in South America. Like, how are you? You're not in this position without the Latin American influence.
Yeah. Abreu.
It's scary.
It is scary
to think that could dry up, because you just lost his name slips me, who just left the organization, who was in charge of international. But, you know, hopefully there's things in place. I mean, you say the Astros just next man up. Well, it's always been next man up, no matter who they've lost. So hopefully it will continue to be that. I just know at some point, it runs out. At some point, somebody is not as good as somebody who left. You know what I mean? They're not as competent or as good at their job. That's my concern. And things don't last forever. But the Patriots have been good for a long, long time. You know, certain football and basketball and baseball teams, the Warriors have had a long run. And the Astros are in the middle of that right now. And I'm excited about it lasting as long as possible. That's why, to me, you're just being a contrarian not to put the Astros.
Well, okay, so this is from 2 years ago. Dream Shake just found this from 2 years ago. Next 10 World Series predictions, the Astros aren't on it.
Yeah.
They're not in it anywhere. From 2021 to 2030.
Curious.
Yeah. I think maybe it's, we just don't like the Astros. We just, there's, and that's the majority thinking. You put the Astros in there and people are like, oh, what are you putting those cheaters in for? They don't have garbage cans anymore. Okay. 856 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Craig DeCerf is what we're talking about here and now.
Yeah, and Craig DeCerf is the guy who is in charge over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And so he's the one who sets the tone. And the tone that he sets, no matter where he's ever been, and frankly, I've only known him at a couple different places, at David Taylor, where I first met him and really got to enjoy working with him. Also here at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And he went out to Angleton and said he fell in love out there, and he didn't think he would, but then he realized, wow, the people out here are so great. We can do more in terms of our ability to offer even better deals to our shoppers. They're never, ever going to hustle you or hassle you. It is against the policy of Craig DeSerf. So he doesn't even hire those types of sales reps. And they don't have much of a turnover. The people who start working there, from sales to service, they stick around, and it's the same great people. And I can tell you, you can go buy vehicles at all kinds of places. You can find a lot of the same great deals. But what you can't find is the type of trade-in value, the type of experience, and the type of customer service that they offer. But they do have 2.99% APR in 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 or $2,500 of total cash allowance. They've got deals on the 23 Chevy Equinox. They've got 2.9 APR finance rate for well-qualified buyers on the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. There's so many different offers they have going on for you, and they will find you the best one, whether it's a purchase or whether it's a lease. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They're in Angleton, and they're waiting for you. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save